This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Wow, so Facebook just announced that they are going to ban all vaccine awareness information. This is, in retrospect, probably this is going to be seen as the beginning of the end of Facebook. Because now Facebook is declaring that there's only one allowed position on the issue of vaccines, and it's inevitable they will expand this to other topics, such as cancer. You won't be able to discuss anti-cancer foods, anti-cancer nutrition, superfoods, anything like that on Facebook. Because Facebook is now saying that the only speech allowed on their platform is speech that is 100% approved by the World Health Organization, or the FDA, or the CDC, or the drug companies, or the United Nations, and so on and so forth. You have to conform now. And the way they're getting away with this is they're saying that it's misinformation if you question the dogma surrounding vaccines. So if you say something that the vaccine industry doesn't want you to say, even if it's true, such as the fact that vaccines harm thousands of American children every year, according to government statistics put out by HHS, Health and Human Services. If you say that, it's going to be called misinformation, even though it's actually truthful information, because Facebook is now functioning as an extension of the vaccine deep state. Facebook, like Google and YouTube and Twitter, is really just an extension of Big Pharma and the deep state of globalism. That's it now. And it's so obvious at this point. So this is going to be an interesting thing to watch, because there's, you know, if Facebook will say that you have to conform to the official position on vaccines, well, then why not demand everybody conform to the official position on politics or gender or economic theory or history or religion? You see, Facebook is becoming the ministry of truth. This is classic Orwellian 1984 stuff, where Facebook says you can only say what we allow you to say, and anything other than that will be labeled either misinformation or, of course, hate speech. So if you go onto Facebook, and this has been true for a long time, if you go onto Facebook and say, hey, there are only two genders, which is the biological reality. You're only male or female as a human. But if you say that on Facebook, they say, well, that's hate speech. How is that hateful? We're quoting biology. Well, no, it's hateful because you're not inclusive. Oh, so you say, so Facebook, you want diversity of ideas. And they say, yeah, we want diversity of ideas. So you say, okay, well, how about the idea that vaccines harm some children? And Facebook was, oh, we don't want those diverse ideas. We only want our diverse ideas. So you say, oh, Facebook, so you're not really interested in diversity. You're interested in conformity. See, it's an obedience cult to be a leftist. And speaking of leftism, by the way, and Democrats, it was Adam Schiff, you know, radical, insane, left-wing lunatic, member of Congress, California, who is the one who's been sending out all these letters to Google and Facebook and Twitter and all these people saying, you got to ban all these channels and all these voices that are raising questions about vaccines. Say, why? Well, because somebody got measles somewhere. Really? You're kidding me. People got measles somewhere? Did any of them die? No, none of them died. Oh, so they got an infection and they overcame the infection and now they're immune to measles because their bodies have an immune system. That's what you're saying. Yeah. So nobody died. There's not a grand emergency. Measles is kind of like the chicken pox. We all had the chicken pox. Many of us had the measles when we were younger. Not a big deal. Wasn't a panic a generation ago or two generations ago. Now Adam Schiff and the liberals try to create an all-out panic and use it to demand that the tech giants like Facebook ban all the information that contradicts the status quo. This is fascism that you're witnessing here, folks. This is full-blown fascism. This is online book burning. This is thought control. This is speech police, alive and fully functional in today's modern America. California is where it's all headquartered now. The speech police are hard at work making sure that you don't utter an opinion which might contradict the World Health Organization's opinion, even though the WHO lied about bird flu, called it a stage 6 pandemic when it wasn't, in order to push a bunch of vaccine sales that generated billions of dollars in vaccine sales a few years ago when they pushed that bird flu hoax. The whole thing is a giant racket. So now Facebook is part of the pharmaceutical racket, which is why I've said, and I'll repeat it here, that Mark Zuckerberg should be arrested and charged with racketeering under RICO Act law. The pharmaceutical industry, the tech giants, the left-wing media, the government regulators, they're all part of this massive pharmaceutical scam to push vaccines that harm and kill some children every year in America, even according to the government's own statistics. But you're not allowed to say it. So think about how quickly we're becoming communist China. Soon you're going to have a social media score, like a credit score. And if you say anything bad about the vaccine industry, you'll be penalized on your social media score, you see. And that score will be used against you. You won't be able to get a loan. You won't be able to send your child to school. You won't be able to ride on public transportation, buy an airline ticket. You won't be able to engage in society because you'll have a negative score. Just like China. This is the way China works right now. You can't ride on a public transportation train if you have a low score. And how do you get a high score? Well, you have to go post all the propaganda that the government wants you to post. So you'd have to go onto Facebook and say, vaccines are awesome. Vaccines help everyone. Vaccines should be given to children in unlimited quantities because children are so, they love vaccines. They're like lollipops. And then your score will go up and up and up. But if you tell the truth, like vaccines contain aluminum, vaccines contain monosodium glutamate, a nerve toxin, a neurological poison, then your score goes down, down, down. If you say, you know, chemotherapy is toxic, your score goes down. If you say vitamin D prevents cancer, you get penalized. You see, this is where it's going. We're almost there now. I've been warning about this for years. You know, if you've been listening to me for any period of time, you know I've been warning about this. This is coming. But now, the upshot of this is people are going to leave Facebook in ever increasing numbers. Facebook is going to become the domain of the complete morons. Like, who wants to be part of an online community if you can't talk about children and vaccine safety versus vaccine risks? If you can't talk about vaccine ingredients, if you can't talk about anti-cancer foods or superfoods nutrition or reversing diabetes or how to prevent heart disease, who wants to be part of a social media platform that criminalizes truthful speech about being healthy? Nobody wants to be part of that. That's why people are just going to leave Facebook left and right, and they should, because Facebook is a meeting place for morons. It's for people who want to be stupid, people who want to be dumbed down. And at some point, it's just going to be, I don't know, teenage girls discussing toxic cosmetics. Isn't that wonderful? Kylie Jenner has an amazing line of lip gloss. It's so amazing, lip gloss. That's it. That Facebook's just going to be like the lip gloss libtards chatting with each other. That's it. Just like retweeting, my lip gloss is glossier than your lip gloss. It's so glossy, so glossiness. Where's my glossy score? That's it. That's going to be Facebook. And if you want to learn the truth about vaccines, you're going to have to go, obviously, to the independent media. Now, I've got a couple of websites, vaccines.news, just like it sounds, vaccines.news, and also, of course, naturalnews.com. And if you want truthful vaccine videos, go to Brighteon.com, Brighteon.com. Brighteon.com is becoming the hub for vaccine truth videos that are banned everywhere else. We've got thousands of vaccine videos on Brighteon.com right now. You can join for free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's kind of like YouTube, but it allows freedom of speech about vaccines and, of course, almost every other topic as well. So check it out, Brighteon.com. Get off Facebook. it's an absurd joke. It's an insult to human intelligence and human knowledge at this point. You know, get off Facebook, get off Twitter, get off Google, use the alternative platforms that allow freedom of thought. And thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.